Ronnie Earl is the local district attorney in Austin, Texas. During his 28 years in office, he has prosecuted his share of robberies, rapes, and murders. But what he cares about most is rooting out public corruption. Over the years, he has indicted more than a dozen politicians, including a U.S. senator, the state's attorney general, and a sitting Texas Supreme Court justice. But none of his cases ever created much of a stir outside the Lone Star State until recently, when he launched a criminal investigation that seems to be honing in on one of the most powerful politicians in the country, Congressman Tom DeLay of Texas, the Republican House Majority Leader. Known as the hammer among his colleagues, Congressman DeLay recently came out swinging after Ronnie Earl indicted three of his associates.
The facts are, I have not been indicted in Austin, Texas, and the facts are, the indictments that have been brought by this partisan DA in Austin, Texas, against three of my associates are frivolous.
He accuses Ronnie Earl, a Democrat, of playing politics. But Earl says politics has nothing to do with this case.
This is not about Democrats and Republicans. This is about cops and robbers. This is about the abuse of power.
Congressman DeLay, his comment about you. Vindictive and partisan.
Being called vindictive and partisan by Tom DeLay is like being called ugly by a frog. It sort of comes with the territory, but that's my job. That's what I'm supposed to do.
This case involves a political action committee called Texans for a Republican Majority, or TRIMPAC, chaired by Tom DeLay and run by some of his closest associates. Okay. Earl contends that TRIMPAC raised money illegally from corporations during the 2002 state elections in Texas.
It's an ancient equation, money for power, power for money.
So far, Earl has obtained indictments against eight corporations, in addition to the three people close to Tom DeLay. The charges include multiple counts of money laundering and the illegal use of corporate contributions.
Well, what about Mr. DeLay? Are you looking at him?
We're following the truth, and wherever that leads, That's where we'll go.
The corporate fundraising, says Earl, was done to elect Republicans to the Texas legislature so they could redistrict the state and ensure that more Republicans would be elected to the House in Washington. Congressman DeLay turned down our many requests for an interview, so we caught up with him at a news conference in Washington to ask him about the case.
There's plenty of time to talk about those kinds of things, Leslie.
When can we talk about them?
What we are interested in.
While he wouldn't answer my questions, DeLay has said in the past that he does not expect to be indicted. And yet he has hired a team of lawyers while his legal defense fund has reached $1 million.
The fact is, he is worried. Republicans in the House are worried that this could be a huge flame out for Tom DeLay.
Norm Ornstein, a scholar at the Conservative American Enterprise Institute and recent critic of Tom DeLay, says the Republicans are worried because DeLay has already been admonished by the House Ethics Committee for questionable conduct.
Tom DeLay was rebuked on three separate matters by the House Ethics Committee in the last Congress. Extraordinary slap at the leader, but they left open, pending, a fourth issue, which was the Ronnie Earl case in Texas. So what do the House Republicans do? They fire the chairman of the Ethics Committee. They remove two members, including
and two of the replacements had contributed to DeLay's legal defense fund.
They want a group of people on the House Ethics Committee who are going to go to extraordinary lengths to keep Tom DeLay from going down or being embarrassed yet again, which embarrasses them all, they believe, with what's been going on down in Texas.
What's been going on down in Texas revolves around a state law that's 102 years old. It bans the use of corporate money in state campaigns. Craig McDonald, who runs a liberal political watchdog group in Austin, discovered $600,000 in corporate contributions to DeLay's PAC in public records filed with the IRS.
We had, to date, never seen such cheating, such an influx of corporate money into our state election process.
But lawyers for the Political Action Committee, TRIMPAC, say the law is murky because it allows corporate money to be spent in campaigns for administrative functions.
Well, that's the spin they're using. No matter how
well,
many
what
times...
what do you mean by that?
Well, well,
they say the money went to administrative functions. They say the law says they can use the money for that reason. What's wrong? Where's the hole in that?
Now, the law is very clear in Texas on how you can use corporate funds.
Right.
Paying your rent, paying your telephone bills, paying your accountant. Very, very specific, limited administrative expenses.
Do you know how they spent that money?
It's in black and white in the IRS reports.
Oh, how did they spend it then?
They spent it for political activities, prohibited activities under the Texas law.